This is Asian Inspection. My name is Jordan Morrison. Episode number 1 is here. Let's get to it with today's topic, Japan's Safety Education System for Earthquake Prevention. We have some great content for you today. But first, before we move on to talk about the subject of today's episode, let's take a moment to talk about our sponsors.
Podbot.ai. Podbot.ai is an artificial intelligence-powered podcast maker, which lets you share your content with the world. Okay, let's get to it.
School risk awareness is part of Japan's strategy to advance the country's commitment to disaster risk reduction. The Japanese disaster-resistant education model not only focuses on understanding natural disasters in the local environment and how to stay safe before, during, and after an emergency or disaster, but also focuses on building connections between schools and surrounding communities. Therefore, the purpose of this article is to describe how education systems can help improve resilience in urban areas, focusing on Japan's examples and lessons learned from the country's long tradition of disaster risk management and reduction. As a disaster-prone country, Japan has formulated theoretical and practical guidelines, which have been incorporated into the education system to help students prepare to take action in adversity such as natural disasters. Disaster education is also essential for school personnel. Through these education, they can acquire scientific knowledge about disasters, as well as first aid and counseling skills. In Japan, kindergartens, elementary schools, junior high schools, and universities provide disaster education to help people protect themselves from natural disasters. To commemorate the 1923 Kanto earthquake that killed more than 100,000 people in Tokyo, the Japanese government also designated September 1 as the Disaster Prevention Day and the week beginning on August 30 as the Disaster Prevention Week. Shukan, Sarukawa Junior Elementary School in Machida, the capital of Tokyo, holds an annual morning disaster prevention meeting for students to learn how to protect their lives from natural disasters. Building on past experiences with natural disasters, risk awareness is increased through the development of practical skills and regular school disaster education to respond to a disaster. For example, at Maiko High School in Hyogo Prefecture, the environment and natural disaster classes introduce students to disaster mitigation techniques for both the natural and social environments. Teaching material such as Let's Learn About Survival and Safety prepared by the Japanese Ministry of Education, Culture, Sports, Science and Technology are used in grades 1 to 3. So the teaching and preparation disaster starts early and continues throughout the school. Thus, the regular disaster education taught in Japanese elementary schools, taking into account the lessons of the past, plays an important role in protecting the lives of children. In this city, Motoshiro Elementary School organizes annual evacuation courses to prepare for fires and earthquakes. The school also runs training courses in which guardians take their children to simulate a strong earthquake. Just as other schools around the world may conduct fire response exercises, there are regular earthquake response exercises in schools in Japan, some even once a month. Almost all schools and factories conduct regular earthquakes and have a stock of protective helmets ready. To ensure the safety of all passengers, the trains are equipped with seismic sensors that activate to freeze any moving train in the country if necessary. Technical innovation develops daily to ensure the earthquake resistance of the Shinkansen, the high-speed railroad that connects cities across Japan. These precautions, along with the earthquake and tsunami teachings that are commonplace for every Japanese citizen, show why Japan is the most prepared country in the world for the double disasters of earthquake and tsunami. Due to its long history of frequent and strong earthquakes, Japan was relatively well prepared for the latest earthquake. Japan was unable to protect its entire coast from the tsunami with its dam system. In recent years, more natural disasters have occurred, such as the Tohoku earthquake and tsunami in 2011, when Japan's strongest earthquake in history triggered a large-scale tsunami. In recent years, there have been many serious school accidents, kidnappings, and child murders in Japan, as well as damage caused by natural disasters such as the Great East Japan earthquake and tsunami on March 11, 2011. On a global scale, Japan is a leader in disaster education at all levels of society. Japan is a country prone to natural disasters, especially earthquakes, tsunamis and typhoons, and has a long history of disaster education. It is important to emphasize how education and training can play such an important role in preparing citizens
for such catastrophic natural disasters. There are many disaster prevention training institutions in Japan, where you can learn about natural disasters or experience simulated natural disasters. An earthquake safety education program that focuses on the most common types of natural disasters in the country. In schools, disaster education is regulated by the School Health and Safety Act under a multiple risk policy called school safety. Safe locations for schools in Japan are selected through risk assessment to ensure that schools are protected from natural disasters and resilient to multiple risks. The World Bank is also supporting the Philippines Department of Education to develop a seismic risk reduction program for Metro Manila public schools. These plans not only establish protocols, agreements, and areas of responsibility in emergencies, but also guide the organization's training in the event of a disaster. Oregon officials, for example, conducted a large-scale seismic exercise on January 26, the 311th anniversary of the Pacific Northwest quake, which was the size of Japan on Friday. But without such a catastrophe in the memory of the living, the teaching was a rare example of the preparation of the area. Similar exercises were also conducted in areas affected by a strong earthquake in eastern Japan. As part of the exercise, the city conducted the first tsunami evacuation exercise. Activated 5 to 10 seconds before an impending disaster, it is designed so that users can quickly find protection when needed. Built to commemorate the people killed in the disaster, it also functions as an educational center filled with helpful exhibits and educational institutions for disaster prevention and survival. Second, it focuses on different types of disasters. Overall, Japan's disaster relief and education has a promising future, even if it has yet to meet its goal of reducing disaster-related damage by 50%. The ability to innovate, invest, learn and learn from the mistakes of the past has made Japan the most earthquake-prone country in the world. Building standards in the United States will always be high enough to prevent Haitian-style destruction, says James M. Wilkinson, Jr., Executive Director of the Earthquake Consortium for Central America. Awaiting rescue, Mary Lou Zobik, an earthquake risk consultant based in California, fears that preparedness is not a strong enough part of American culture for any disaster. An estimate last year for the Philippine government found that a quarter of city buildings could collapse in the event of an earthquake. Shivaku and Fernandez argue that, in many parts of the world, there is no separate or specific curriculum for primary and secondary schools on disaster issues. Thus, it would seem possible to make human trafficking a starting point for security education and then expand this field to everyday life and natural disasters.
Episode 1 has come to an end. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please like and subscribe. My name is Jordan Morrison. Adios.